GOP fractures deepen, Green Graham vaccine hearings, and a firing within the hour. The Republican Party is fracturing along several distinct fault lines simultaneously. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene this week called Senator Lindsey Graham a murderer over his support for continued Iran strikes, a significant escalation even by the elevated standards of intra-party GOP rhetoric. The charge illustrates how the Iran divide between a hawkish interventionist faction and the nationalist restraint coalition aligned with the vice president has become a source of open personal animosity. A separate fracture appeared in a Senate health nominees hearing, where a Republican senator publicly challenged Trump's nominees over their vaccine positions. The CDC nominee claimed to be not aware of cuts to parasite surveillance programs, unglamorous public health infrastructure whose erosion can quietly enable outbreak conditions to develop. Having a nominee plead ignorance of such cuts before a public committee is not a posture that projects competence. The Trump administration's firing of Roger Rogoff, the court-appointed Seattle U.S. attorney, within an hour of his swearing-in, crystallized a pattern critics have tracked across the administration's tenure. The systematic replacement of officials seen as loyal to prior institutional processes rather than to the current executive. Rogoff, a former federal prosecutor and state judge, described the firing as not unexpected, but disappointing, and said he was weighing legal action. Senator Josh Hawley walked out of a Senate patent hearing after clashing with Senator Tom Tillis over pharmaceutical drug pricing. Hawley advocating that drug companies lose patent protections if they charge Americans more than other countries pay for the same drugs, Tillis pushing back from a more traditional free market Republican position. The walkout was theatrical, but the underlying disagreement over how aggressively government should constrain corporate pricing reflects a genuine tension within the party that is not going away. Vice President Vance, meanwhile, used the Rogan platform to urge Senate Republicans to eliminate the filibuster to pass the Save America Act, a voter ID bill, applying pressure through the media ecosystem rather than the traditional legislative cloakroom.